Remember this?
It's all that.
If you're over 30, maybe not. It's the theme song for All That, a kind of urban version of Saturday Night Live for young people. It aired on Nickelodeon in the 90s, and now it's coming back to the network along with Clarissa Explains It All, Salute Your Shorts, Ren and Stimpy, because millions of 20-somethings petitioned on social media to get their childhood favorites back, and now Nickelodeon is going to start their new 90s Are All That block tonight from midnight to 4 a.m. 25-year-old Joshua Huber started one of the online petitions. He joins us now from Conneaut Lake, Pennsylvania. Josh, isn't it a little too soon for nostalgia for the 90s?
You would think so, but the programming was so good, it's hard to not get to see it, even on an every once in a while basis.
And what does it do for you to see it when you see some of this stuff?
I don't know. It makes me feel like a kid. I mean, who doesn't want that?
But you're 25. Are you feeling old?
I don't feel old. The memory's still fresh of being a kid.
And you want to feel that feeling again. And we're reading that other people have started blogs. Here's one, brandedinthe80s.com. Another person's blog, I'm Remembering. This is all in the Washington Post. And this one young woman, Hillary Buchholz, who writes the I'm Remembering blog, says that in Googling some of this stuff when she's at work, it relieves her stress. Yeah. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not get encompassed in it and remember what it was like.
So we understand one of your favorites was The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Yeah.
Remind us what the show was about.
It was about two brothers named Pete. There was Big Pete and Little Pete. And it was pretty much just their adventures through being a teenager, going to school. I mean, episodes even as simple as playing flashlight tag or staying up late. But they were all simple, but they were incredibly entertaining.
Well, our colleague Jill says that this was sort of your age group's quirkier version of the Wonder Years. Let's listen to part of an episode. It's called King on the Road. It's about a trip in the family station wagon to the Hoover Dam. The father looks forward to the drive every year. He calls himself the King of the Road. But here's one of the sons, Big Pete, who narrates the show, describing a game they play when they're bored.
One car game the king didn't seem to mind was something called Roadkill Auto Bingo.
Direct hit! A gopher! No, a snake!
Mom thought the game was sick, but Dad always said that sacrificing their life on the open road was the highest honor a lower life form could ever receive. To the king, sacrifice was everything.
And, you know, roadkill. It's sort of, you know, people have said that Nickelodeon had that big sort of splat, still has that big sort of orange splat. And this is the kind of, you know, splat thing that kids loved.
Yeah.
Tell me more about how you felt about that show.
Every single character meant something. Like, there was no basic character. Like, everybody, even if they were on, like, two episodes, really made a difference. Like, the one episode with the Inspector, I think it was like Inspector 24 or something like that, who inspected Pete's underwear. And Pete got a hold of this guy, and the guy turned out to be a perfectionist. But you only saw him for one episode, but like he was one of the most memorable characters for me.
Is this like baseball cards? Do you talk about this with the friends who are your age?
Yeah. I mean, I always used to watch it with my family. And then I realized growing up that everybody my age watched it. You know, it was almost religion in our house to turn on Nickelodeon, watch Pete and Pete and all those other shows.
Yeah. Well, there's also the cartoon Doug. This is about the character Doug Funny. He wore a green sweater vest to school every day, had bad luck with girls. He was shy. And what do you think made that character so successful?
Because almost everybody between the ages of like 10 and 15 could relate to Doug.
Well, in one episode, he has an unusual winning streak. He ends up beating Patty Mayonnaise at bowling. This is the girl he has a crush on. She's very athletic, always wins. She's not happy about losing, and Doug finds her blowing off steam on the basketball court.
Patty, you're not mad because I beat you yesterday, are you?
I wouldn't call it mad, exactly. More like cursed. It's like I lost my touch or something. I mean, I hardly ever lose at anything, especially to you.
Hey, so what does that do for you to hear that?
It's amazing how, like, I can see it. I can picture it. I can picture that scene in the show.
Well, let's listen to another one then, and you can then visualize it. Salute Your Shorts. It takes place at summer camp. Here's one in which Michael Stein gets caught with a package of brownies mailed from his grandparents, and the strict counselor makes him stand outside holding heavy buckets of water while the counselor gives out the brownies to everyone else. That sounds cruel. Let's listen.
Unauthorized mail call, Stein?
Yeah, Ugg, it's underwear.
Oh, look. A note from Granny. Dear Moosh, here are the brownies you asked us to send. Eat one. You look thin. Love, Granny. Asked us to send?
I should not have asked my grandparents to send me brownies. I should not have asked my grandparents to send me brownies. I should not
have... Brownies for everyone! Come and get it good and moist!
What does salute your shorts mean?
The intro to the show, they hung up, I think it was Donkey Lips' shorts, or it was somebody's underwear.
Oh, so the shorts must have, they went up the flagpole.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Another show that's going to be repeating on the new Nickelodeon, you know, midnight to 4 a.m., block of old programming, Family Double Dare. Families get on and compete against each other. They do ridiculous things, find an orange flag and a big pile of whipped cream. Here, host Mark Summers explains a challenge to two young boys who are standing in front of three huge fake plastic noses.
This one is called Runny Noses. Okay, guys, when I say go, what you have to do is make sure that this green-looking gack, which goes through the nose, which we sometimes refer to as... Well, I won't say it. What you have to do is take this toilet paper when we say go, because the noses will be running. Take this out and try and stuff up all these noses. Now, this will not stop it, but it will slow it down, okay? On your mark, get set, go! Start stuffing those noses. That one I put in, so I'm going to take that out. Stop there.
Josh, how important was nose stuff and slime, you know? And how important was that stuff to your Nickelodeon experience?
It was awesome. I remember the show, like, You Can't Do That on Television. There was a bunch of goo and stuff would just fall from the sky and just douse everybody.
So, Josh Huber, we understand that part of the reason you were one of many to launch these online petitions to get Nickelodeon to bring back programming for the 90s is that you were watching a 14-year-old watch Nickelodeon Now. Why? What'd that mean for you?
Well, I watched it with her, and the quality of the shows were just so far from what I used to watch. And it really bugged me that she didn't get to experience what people my age range got to watch, too.
How so? What was so different?
The kids in the 90s didn't have to be cool. The kids in the 90s didn't have to sit in the house and make webcam shows. Every kid on TV now has to be cool. Like, they have to have the nice clothes, the nice haircut. Every single kid has to be incredibly funny or forced funny. It's just, the shows now seem forced. Like, it seems like they're completely controlled by people who don't get kids.
Well, tonight Nickelodeon is going to go back to those sort of shy, sloppy, insecure kids of the 90s. What will you be doing?
I'm probably going to come home from work at midnight and sit directly in front of the TV for about 4 straight hours.
That's Josh Huber speaking to us from Conneaut, Pennsylvania, getting ready for the big event tonight. The new Nickelodeon 90s are all that block from midnight to 4 a.m. Josh, thanks so much and have fun.
All right, thank you.
It's kind of strange. You look at me.